Okay, I was looking over the Bainion again. Not happy with what we did yesterday. So maybe we'll just take it again. All right. Questions like this. Well, what is he saying again? Let's take a look again. Let's be more careful over here. I don't think I was sufficiently careful. So he says like this. Yesh lahakshos l'rabbanan d'amri dafiu d'yevet in a yotzei ela ad chatzos im over chatzos ma'i yehidino. Okay. So according to Chachamim, who say even b'di'evet you're not yotzei ela ad chatzos im over chatzos ma'i yehidino. Yeah. Shim nemar shelo yikare klal kasha given the kriyash machiyav min haTorah heich yichorom chacham lepatro mimena. So what's his question? His question is what? Now what does it mean to say that b'di'eved you're not yotzei after chatzos? Right. What does he mean? Dafilu d'yevet in l'rabbon and d'armi afilu d'yevet in yotzei elad chatzos imover chatzos ma yehei dino. What's his din? What's the din of the gavra? What's the halacha after chatzos? They say you're not yotzei after chatzos. So what's his din? What does that mean exactly? So he says that what? And if you're gonna say, because naturally it would mean to say there's no kriya. Right, the mitzvah is up until chatzos. After chatzos, there's no kriya. So he says, but if you're going to say it means that, which is the normal thing that it would mean, that over zman the mitzvah is bottle. If you're going to say that, how is that possible? Meaning what? Meaning they can say about themselves. Meaning that the mitzvah of kriyashma is a mitzvah of midaraisa. So it would seem the most they can say is l'chatchili should say it up to this point, right? How do they say b'di'evit? You can't say it past this point. I mean, is he questioning? What's his question? Is his question the very possibility of this halacha that b'di'evit after chatzos that the chatzos is b'di'evit? Is that his question? His question is how could it possibly be? Okay. Heich yichorom chacham lepatro mimena. How can they say they should only be able to add? They should be able to say that lechatchili should read it up into chatzos. That's the way most Jerusalem and the chacham. That's all lechatchili. Lechatchili, you should read it up into chatzos. If you pass chatzos, so you're over on a divrei chachamim. But ma yehidino, din is read. Right? But he's learning that after chatzos, ma yehidino says you should still be under the mitzvah of d'oraisa. Right? You should still be under the chi of d'oraisa. So then it comes out what they're doing really has no effect. Because how could they really uproot the, how could they pat you from the d'oraisa? Okay. But what does he mean, ma yehei dino? What does he mean by that? What does he mean, ma yehei dino? Shem ne'mar shelo yikare klal. What does he mean by that? Ma yehei dino. In other words, what does he mean by that? And if you're going to say, don't read, how could they potter you? Right? Meaning what? Meaning, if you say the person passed chatzos, talk about the person passed chatzos. So say, what's the law? What's his din? Now, what do you mean by what is his din? Meaning to say, what forces does he have that are making demands on his actions? All right. So you say like this. Well, the d'oraisa is still demanding a kriya. Right. The d'oraisa is still demanding a kriya. Correct? So what's he supposed to do? What's he supposed to do? He has to read. Correct? And if you're going to say he shouldn't read, so then that means to say that Rabbanan are coming and saying, don't listen to the demand of the Torah. How did Rabbanan come in and say, don't listen to the demand of the Torah? Torah says to do it, but we say you don't have to. Right? So he's saying the whole setup of saying that there's a mitzvah, midaraisa called Laila, and the Rabbanan come along and say, b'dieved, it's until chatzos. That's very nice, they can say that. But practically speaking, when you go past chatzos, now you should just be under the demand of the Torah. The demand of the Torah should still say to read. So what are they going to say? They're going to say, no, don't listen to the Torah now? How are they going to tell you, putter from the demand of the Torah? Right? I mean, that's his question. Is that a question? Okay, so his first answer is that what? This is where I think we weren't careful enough on this first answer. So he says, some want to say like this. This svira luhu, let's read this carefully. The acha chatzos, korei osa below brachos. The after chatzos, you read it without the brachos. Shea brachos, she'ein on elamid rabbonon, yicholim heim b'shelohem, lemnoa. Shelo yomar oson, achar she'ovar zman ha'zeh. Aval kriya shema shumina Torah kori yisol kol laila v'afi shein schar kol kach k'mo an kor oso b'birkoseo afi v'hachi yesh lo schar k'even shiyotze michi yiv shel Torah. So now what happens? You come past the zman of chatzos. So what happens? Now the din is split. In terms of the mitzvah midaraisa of kriya shema, they can't do anything about that. Right? They can't do anything about that. So you're not yot. So you have to. So the mitzvah midaraisa of kriya shema, the din is you must read, right? But the brachos. And we have to think carefully what place the brachos are in over here. But the brachos, he says, you don't read, right? You don't say the brachos. Why? Because the brachos are the rabbanan institution, right? So the Rabbanan can limit the zman of the brachos. They can say the brachos only go until chatzos. So when he's saying that b'dieved after chatzos, when he's saying it's l'chatchila up until chatzos, it means l'chatchila. I mean, when he's saying it's b'dieved until chatzos, it means b'dieved of the mitzvah the Rabbanan b'shleimusa of kriya shema and birkoseo. Right? So up until chatzos, you have the full kiyum of kriya shema and birkoseo. But after chatzos what? You can still have kriya shema, but not in birkoseo. Okay? So far, it's simple, right? Okay. Now here's where it takes a strange turn. So he says like this. What's this question? We have to define this question better. Vim tomar v'lama eino omer habrachos. What do you mean, Lama Eina Omer? He just said that they have a right to be Monea Mishelohem. I mean, I don't understand the question. I mean, what kind of question is that? He just said that what does it mean that you're only. What does it mean, Kriyashma is Bidiyevid until Chatzos? It means that what? It means what he just said. Yecholim Chachomim. Yicholim heim b'shelohem limnoa shelo yomar oson achashover zezman. I just don't understand the question anymore. In other words, what's the vim toma? The vim toma is, and if you're going to say we should just ignore what I just said, why would we ignore what he just said? He just said it. He just said. Right? Something's troubling with this with the Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, his question was, how could they? He starts out with like, how is it possible? So he says, how is it possible to do it by the Daraisa? It's not possible, but it certainly is possible to do it by the Drabanan. So that's it. They have the authority to do it. Right, they have the authority to say the brachas only go up until chatzos. So then, what's his question? But why should he? No, I'll tell you why he shouldn't read. Because they just told me not to read. I just don't. What's his question from chatzos? What's this question from the Boker? says, if you're going to tell me, why shouldn't you read? Now, this is where everybody tune in carefully, okay? Tune in carefully. Listen to what he says carefully. Okay? Listen carefully. Vim tomar lama eino ko eino omer habrachos. Right? Vim, meaning gabi kriyashma shashacharis, shafishovas man kriyasa, shomar brachos. Kiditna, nakorig mikan veilach lohifsiv, vidaikin la mai lohifsiv, lohifsiv the brachos. Okay, so this question we have to, is still perplexing. But from the answer, maybe we can understand the question. Listen to the answer carefully. V'yesh lomar. Digabe kriyashma shalayla hichmiru yoser. Hichmiru yoser. That what? Mipnei shalayla hizman shino. Now listen to this is the part. Vim yedash yochol lotzeis. Ready? Michiyav kriyashma. U michiyav habrachos. Achachatzos. Yomar Belibo Mali Lutzorazos Lachriach Atmi Likro Miyad. If the person knows that what? If the person knows he can be Yotze the Chi of Kriyashma. Because the Rabbanan can't limit the mitzvah of Kriyashma, even at Erech Chatzos, right? And he knows what? Not that he can say the brachos. He can be Yotzi as Chi of Brachos. After Chatzos, he'll say to himself, what do I need all this trouble for? Right? Kevan she'ach Chatzos, ucha lotzeis, again, yidei chova min hakol. What's min hakol? Two chiyuvim. Chi of Krishma and a Chi of Brachos. Okay? Yeah. So you see, that's the point we didn't pick up on yesterday carefully enough. That he's learning that there is a Chi of Kriyashma and a Chi of Brachos. And really, later on, when he talks about our Niyog at Mairev, he goes into it also more fully. Because we do a strange thing. We say Kriyashma before the Zman of Kriyashma with the Brachos, but we don't repeat the Brachos. Right? We don't repeat the Brachos. Because the Brachos really are a separate Chiyuv. And he tries to go through to show you that you can be Yosi, the Chiyuv of Brachos of Kriyashma even before the Zman of Kriyashma. But he's learning that there's two. He's learning that there's the mitzvah of kriyashma, correct? Which the Rabbanan cannot rein in. And there's a mitzvah of brachos. Okay, Aaron. Mitzvah of kriyashma and a mitzvah of brachos, because the brachos are on Maisa Brachos, Yotzer Or, right? We say Marav Rovim. It's a separate bracha. It's a bracha on the phenomena of on Maisa Brachos, on Torah, Yitzias Mitzrayim. But it's a separate entity. He holds of brachos. Okay, yeah. What? I can't fully hear you saying. The mitzvahs of the brachos of the mitzvahs of the Rabbana. Oh. So now he's going to say like this. So this is the way it seems like he's learning. He's saying like this. That the first answer is saying like this. Saying that there are two chiyuvim. There's a mitzvah of kriyashma and there's a mitzvah of brachos. But kriyashma in birkoseha is the full kiyum of kriyashma. You understand? They're not totally independent. There's the mitzvah of kriyashma, and there's also a chiyuv of brachos, but the brachos are really niskan, they're really established that their place, their proper place is with the parshios of kriyashma. Okay? So when you say brachos and kriyashma together, It's really a it's a symbiotic relationship. Okay, the brachos are together with the Kriya Shema. That's how they're ordered, right? Well, we'll have to see about that later. But if you can say them separately, but basically the brachos are ordered with Kriya Shema. That's part of their matbea. But also the chiyuv of Kriya Shema, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, is considered bishlei musa when it's with the brachos. That's what he means before. That if you would say Kriya Shema without the brachos, even the schar of Kriya Shema is not the kol kach. Okay. So now, Jeff, listen like this: the full mitzvah of Kriya Shema is in Birkos Seah, but the brachos still have a separate chiyuv on their own. Okay. So if you do brachos with Kriya Shema, you yotzei two things. You yotzei Shema Bishlei Musa, because it's the Shema that has the brachos of Kriya Shema, which are elaborations and explanations of the ideas of Kriya Shema itself. And you also yotzei a mitzvah of bracha to be mevarech, marav aruvim. And Avos Olam, the mitzvah of being mevarech on Ma'aseh Bereishis and on Torah, and you see a shrine at night, right? So that was the first answer. The first answer was saying that what would the Rabbanon do? They'll say, like we said yesterday, that the zman of Kriya Shema is really until Chatzos. Okay? And now they'll say that the Kiyum, you have to think about this, that the Kiyum of Kriya Shema in Birkos Seha is only going to be Ad Chatzos. Chatzos Olayla, Midrabana. Okay? And then the Tzura of Kriya Shema in Birkos Seha, meaning where the brachos are really coming as a part of the asiya of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, is only available until Chatzos. Okay? And then, according to his first answer, he's saying you wouldn't say the brachos later. Right? So you would lose what? You would lose Kriya Shema in Birkos Seha, and you would lose the mitzvah of the brachos after Chatzos. Okay? But his problem is that you see from the Shachris Brachos that the Brachos as Chiyuvim are not toloi on being able to say Kriya Shema as a mitzvah. In other words, there's two things. You see from Shachris that it may be true that in terms of Kriya Shema, you're not going to have a Kriya Shema in Birkos Seha. But the brachos themselves as chiyuvim are not toloi. The tzura of the chiyuv of the brachos themselves is not toloi on the zman kiyum of Kriya Shema. Because you see that from Shachris. By Shachris, this is the way apparently he's learning. By Shachris, after 3 hours, you can't say Kriya Shema anymore as a mitzvah. Right? But you still say the brachos. Because apparently he holds that the brachos were niskan. The brachos were there's a kiyum of brachos just on the yom itself. Right? There's a kiyum of brachos just on the yom. Correct? So if you would be kori Kriya Shema in the 5th hour with the brachos, you would not be yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema at all, right? But you would be yotze a chiyuv of brachos. Okay? So now he says like this. So he says the problem is going to be now that if that's really the din, see this is the point I'm trying to make. When he says initially that you shouldn't say the brachos, okay, he's saying the brachos will not exist as a component of the chiyuv of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. They won't exist, right? Because there's no mitzvah Kriya Shema. The Rabbanan Tzura of the mitzvah Kriya Shema together with the brachos doesn't exist after Chatzos. So he says, but the problem is, that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of brachos as just brachos of the Laila. Okay? So the person is going to say this, but it's a mistake. Listen carefully to the mistake that the person is going to make. He's going to say, let me look at what I have. Let me look at what's ahead of me. I have a mitzvah right now. It's before Chatzos. I have a mitzvah right now of Kriya Shema with the brachos. Kriya Shema is a kiyum of a mitzvah midoraisa, and the brachos is midrabanan. Right? Now the rabbis are telling me I should do all of this before Chatzos. Right? He says, but listen, let's be honest. Let's be honest over here. What if I waited until past Chatzos? Will I be yotzei my chiyuv Kriya Shema? 100%. And can I still say brachos? Yes, I can. So I haven't lost anything. Now he's making a mistake because he doesn't realize that he would have lost a kiyum of Kriya Shema in Birkosel. That's right. He would have lost that kiyum of Kriya Shema as a chiyuv with the brachos together. If he would lay in Kriya Shema after Chatzos, it would just be independently. He'd be Yotzei as Chi of Brachos, and he would be Yotzei as Chi of Kriya. But he wouldn't be Yotzei this special Kiyam Midrabanan of Kriya Shema in Berkosah. But what the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is that Takana would not make any, would not be effective. That's like a Takana to say that that's what they did. To say that that's what they did wouldn't be good, because it's too subtle. A person wouldn't realize that he's losing anything. He wouldn't realize he's losing anything. He would say to himself, I could be Yotzei HaKol. What did I have to do before Chatzos? Kriya Shema and the Brachos. And what can I do after the Chatzos? Kriya Shema and the Brachos. What's the difference? You understand? That's what's bothering him. It's bothering him. You understand you understand what I'm trying to say over here? In other words, when he first says that you lose the Brachos after Chatzos, he's talking in terms of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. In terms of the mitzvah's Kriya Shema, there's no more Kriya Shema in Birkosel. That they can say. That they can say. Just like after 3 hours, there's no mitzvah's Kriya Shema in Birkosel. There's no tzura of a mitzvah of Kriya Shema to be read al yedei brachos. That mitzvah is only exists in the zman that they're misaking that. Okay.
There's no Kriya Shema.
When?
Minotaur.
In the morning?
3 hours in the morning.
That's correct. But they can say midrabanan, there's no Kriya Shema either with this tzura. So then they could say that after Chatzos, in terms of mitzvah's Kriya Shema, you missed the brachos. But he says, very nice, they can say that. But what's that going to have? What effect is that really going to have? Because the birkos, the brachos themselves still have a mitzvah of Laila, just like the brachos hayom have a mitzvah of yom. And all the person is going to think to himself is, I could say Shema and the brachos before, and I could say Shema and the brachos after. He's not going to realize that he knows they're not withholding something from somebody that he's going to appreciate and therefore do it earlier. He's in his mind, he'll say, I didn't lose anything. In his mind, he'll say, I can do everything. When his question was his question of the Vim Tomar is not saying that they can't do what they tried to do. No, that was our problem. The problem was, first he says you shouldn't say the brachos. And then he says, oh, but why not say the brachos? Because why not? Because you just said don't say the brachos. What do you mean why not? But what he said in the beginning is don't say the brachos, he means as a part of the mitzvah b'shleimus of Kriya Shema. But when he's asking why not say the brachos, he's saying, but you should at least be able, you should still be able to say them as a bracha of Laila, just like you can say the brachos of Kriya Shema Kol Hayom as a Birkas Hayom, not as a bracha of Kriya Shema. So then if you can say brachos Kol Laila as brachos of Laila, then to withhold them as a kiyum of Kriya Shema is not going to have any effect on anybody. He's not going to realize that subtle thing. The regular guy that you're talking about is going to say to himself, practically speaking, what can I do? What could I do and what can't I do? Nothing. Oh, no, you're not getting the kiyum, the brachos with the kriyum. What are you talking about? I said shema, I said the brachos.
In terms of action, he's doing everything.
In terms of action, that's what the guy says. He says, im yeda, See, listen. Isn't this a contradiction? He says, Vim Yeda Sheyochol Lotzeis Michiev Kriyashma Umichiev Abrochos Achachatzos. Right? Yom Abelibo Mali Lotzarazos Lachriachatzmi Likro Miyad Kevin Shachatzos Uchalotzeis Yidechova Minakol. Isn't he right? Is the guy right or is the guy wrong? If he's right, then he's undermining everything he's been trying to say. If he's right, then why would the Chum do that at all? Huh? Exactly. But he's wrong that you won't be Yotze, the Bracha, the Kriya Shema Bishlei Musa. So that's what he's saying. He's saying his first point was to say that the Rabbanan withheld Kriya Shema Bishlei Musa after Chatzos. But he says, but what's that going to do to the guy? It's not going to do anything to the guy. Because he'll still say, yeah, but I can do both things. Now his assumption is, and his question is, that the brachos as a substance of existence is really pertains to Yom and Laila. But the Rabbanan can say in their own thing about the kiyum of brachos im Kriya Shema that only until Chatzos. But that wouldn't have any effect.
Why can't they prevent you from saying the brachos?
Until this point, he's only talking about... See, that's what he means. They have the power to do that. They have the power, but they... At this point, he's discussing the tzura of Kriya Shema midrabbanan. He's saying they can say in their form of Kriya Shema in Birkos Seha that the brachos only exists as a part of Kriya Shema until Chatzos.
Why can't they say that? Why can't they prevent you from saying the brachos?
They could. That's the second answer. But his first answer is to say that is to take it only from the tzad of Kriya Shema, and saying from the tzad of Kriya Shema, they're telling you that Kriya Shema in Birkos Seha is not until only until Chatzos. He says, yeah, that's very nice. From the tzad of Kriya Shema is very nice, but the brachos have an existence on their own. You see that from Shacharis. The brachos have an existence on their own. So now it's going to come out that they're going to withhold the brachos b'toras Kriya Shema, but the brachos exist on their own, just like Vayom. So now a person will say, I before was able to read Kriya Shema with the brachos, and now I can still say Kriya Shema and I can still say the brachos. So what did I lose? Now if he's saying that the guy is right, then he's saying the Rabbanan did nothing. Then his question is, why would the Rabbanan do nothing if doing nothing is doing nothing? That's not a very good question. Right? So it must be, why did they do something that effectively is nothing? But what's the something that they did? That's what I'm trying to understand. What did they do? Not a good question to say, maybe they did this, but they can't do this, so they did nothing, and why would... Is there any development, or is he just totally rejecting everything he said? Is the V'im Tomar a rejection, a complete rejection, of the V'ista Omri? If it is, then it doesn't make any sense. Because then it's obvious... The Ista Amri is saying, they said, don't say the brachos. So what's the raya from Shachris? Yeah, from Shachris, they said you can say the brachos. But over here, we're talking about Laila. We're talking about a whole different thing by Laila. But the Ista Amri is saying, in the Tzura of Kriya Shema, they changed it. And the In Tomar is talking about the brachos Atzman. And he's saying, the brachos Atzman, as their own existence, is going to come and undermine whatever they do, just from the tzad of Kriya Shema. That's why you're going to have to say that they were machmir, even in the brachos they were machmir. That's what it means, they were machmir b'layla. Even in the brachos themselves, they were machmir. Bayom, the brachos have a completely independent existence, just as brachos, because they're on the yom. And b'layla, they should have too. But they were machmir, because of this problem, to say that not only is there no mitzvah of Kriya Shema and Birkos Seha after Chatzos, but even the Birkos HaLaila cease after the Zman of Chatzos, which there's no reason to say, other than this problem. Mitzad Kriya Shema itself. In other words, the Rabbeinu Yonah starts out from Kriya Shema itself. Okay, he says, all you need to say is that the guy can't get his mitzvah of Kriya Shema B'Shlei Musa. That's enough to prevent the guy from waiting too long. Well, that's really all the Chachamim can do. What they can do is they can say, you won't get Kriya Shema B'Shlei Musa. Right? You'll get Schar Kriya Shema, but not Schar Kriya Shema Kol Kach. You get Schar, but not Schar Kol Kach. Right? And the assumption is, that's enough. That's enough. They're not going to do something that's a waste of time. But that's enough. The guy will know he can't have mitzvahs Kriya Shema B'Shlei Musa. He's going to hurry to get it before Chatzos. Right? But now he's saying, but practically speaking, that would be good if the guy can't say the brachas at all. That would drive it home. Right? But you can tamper with, the Chachamim can tamper with the tzura of Kriya Shema with the brachos. That's very nice. But there also is an independent chiyuv of brachos itself. And tampering with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema B'Shlei Musa doesn't necessitate a change in the tzura of the brachos of the bracha atma. And what's the proof? Because the brachos have an existence aside from the chiyuv of Kriya Shema. Because you see from Yom. You say the brachos. Even when the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is a distant memory, you still say the brachos. Right? So you see that the brachos themselves have an existence, and it would seem a chov, just as brachos. Just like Birkos Hodah, Birkos Shevach, whatever you want to call them. Okay? So now he says, very nice in terms of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. They came along and they're going to say, mitzvahs Kriya Shema is bidyeved ad chatzos, which will have an effect on preventing a mitzvah B'Shlei Musa of Kriya Shema, ide birkos seho. But the brachos were instituted as an independent thing anyway. So now it's going to come out that what's going to really change, what's really going to be the difference in the person's behavior before and after chatzos? Nothing! And that's not enough for the common man to realize that something has changed.
What's his mind?
Had to withhold. So his maskana is, they had to institute even the brachos differently. Not just change the tzura of Kriya Shema Midrabanan, but they even had to go to the very brachos themselves. So now it comes out that they're machmir on the brachos of Laila more than in Yom. In Yom, they let you say the brachos Hayom, Kol Hayom. But by Laila, they not only are saying you can't say Kriya Shema B'Shlei Musa after Chatzos, but they're even saying the Birkos HaLaila you can't say after Chatzos.
Wouldn't that be the natural assumption?
No, the natural, side? No, of course not. The natural assumption of the first side is we're dealing with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. When they say Me'ema Saikorin and Shema, it means Shema B'Shlei Musa. So that's enough is to say that there's no Kiyam of Kriya Shema and Birkosel. That would be enough to remove the din of Shema B'Shlei Musa. But it wouldn't be naturally enough to say it's usher to say Birkos HaLaila. Why can't I say Birkos HaLaila? Because there's no Shema B'Shlei Musa? What do they have to do with each other? What do they have to do with each other? She says, that's true. They wouldn't have anything to do with each other. And that would undermine the whole thing. So you have to say that they didn't just say we're redefining Shema B'Shlei Musa, but we're actually going to be mafkia the Birkos HaLaila passed the Zman Kriya Shema. Even though they have nothing to do with each other. Even though they have nothing to do with each other.
What?
Yeah. Only because of this problem that they had to change the Brachos of Kriya Shema in the morning to be in line with Kriya Shema itself because of the chashash that it's going to undermine Kriya Shema itself. Whereas in the daytime, there's no reason for them to change the tzura of the brachos of Kriya Shema. The brachos. There's no reason to take the brachos out of their normal context of Yom. It's not going to cause any harm. Really, the brachos should be called a Yom, and really, the brachos should be called a Laila. But because of the chashash that they're associated, since there is a kiyam of brachos in Kriya Shema, and it's going to cause a problem at Laila, which it won't cause by Yom. Because by Yom, the person knows he's not Yotze Kriya Shema. But at Laila, he says, I've got it all. I've got Kriya Shema, I've got brachos, and I've got my late night party. I did it all. You can have it all. That's what the guy says at night.
I I don't see how they could take that away.
How can they really, but taking away? Now, this question on the Vim Tomer is, if they take away the Kima Birkriyashma and Birko Seha, that still doesn't have any effect on the separate, on the independent Chi of Avrachos.
Where does he say that? Where does Omar?
He says, Vim Tomer, Vlama Eino Omar Avrachos. Vlama Eino Omar Avrachos. Now, Mitzad what? Mitzad what? From the Tzad of Birkas Kriyashma? Of course not. Of course not, because he just told you that in the mitzvah of Kriyashma and Birko Seha, which is a, the Rabbanan thing, they can give it a limitation. So what does he mean when he says, why not say the brachos?
Right.
Right? But what did he just do in the first answer? What did he do in the ist? We can't say that his question is, why not say the brachos? Because his ista amri is saying that the Rabbanan did something, right?
Right.
So what did they do?
He says they took away the...
Okay, but then his question is, but there's an independent chi of a bracha, so why can't you say the brachos for that reason? Ah, exactly, 100% you could. But because if you could, a person wouldn't realize what he's missing. So then if he could, so then what did they do? So then what did they do? If you could, then what did they do? Then what did they do if you could? What did they do? So they took away the brachos b'toras kriyashma, right? And that took away the schar kol kach. In other words, you have to ask yourself this question. When he gets finished with his ista amri and he says that there is a schar but not a schar kol kach, was that right? Was that true or was that not true? Is that true or is that not true? Is that changing in the Im Tomar, or is that not changing in the Im Tomar? That's a critical question you have to ask. In other words, when he says in the beginning that what did they do? They took away the Kiyam, they took away the Schar, the full Schar of Kriyashma. Okay? Now, why did they do it? How did they do it? I'm sorry. How did they do it? Chaim, how did they do it? No. How did they do it? Because they are the Rabbanan, and it's their mitzvah. Right? Now, if I just got through telling you that they are the Rabbanan, and the brachos are theirs, and they can do what they want with them, and they don't want you to say them, how could you then ask, but why can't I say them? Were you not listening to anything I just said? Is that the problem here? That you weren't listening to what I said? I just told you. It's their mitzvah. It's their brachos. They say don't say them. Oh, Rebbe, why can't you say them? Toss the guy out. Toss the guy out. That's what he's saying. He's saying, the is the amri, the sphere lud achatzos kori yoso below brachos. Shab brachos she'ena elamit ran yochom heim b'shalam lim noah. So I'm saying, the only way to make sense of it is from the side of Kriyashma he's talking about. And the Ista Amri is talking about Kriyashma, that they say there's no Kriyashma in Birko Seha. But now he says, but we know that there's two things. There's Kriyashma in Birko Seha and Brachos. Even without Kriyashma, there's Brachos. So that's his problem. He says, very nice, they're going to say, don't say Kriyashma in Birko Seha. And they have the full authority to do that. They can annihilate the Kiyam of Kriyashma in Birko Seha. Why? Because it's theirs. Okay. But does that have any effect on the separate halacha of brachos atma? Of course it doesn't. So then he says, so then it's not going to help. It's just not going to help. Practically it's not going to help. So he says, okay, so you're going to have to say that in order to actually get to what the Ist Amri is trying to get to, meaning a Kriyashma and no brachos at all, you're going to have to say that they even went into the brachos themselves and changed their tzura from the way that they normally should be. They should really be brachos halayla, which, before chatzos, merge into a full kiyum of Kriyashma. And after chatzos, continue to exist, but independently. But since, if they would do that, it would undermine the whole idea of getting a guy to say Kriyashma Bishle Musa before chatzos, because he'll say to himself, like esteemed colleagues have said, what's the difference? I have brachos and I have kriyashma. Right? So they had to say no more brachos after chatzos. There's no question how they can do that. It's theirs. But the question is that they were only operating on the plane of Kriya Shema initially. He's just showing you they're going to have to go even into brachos itself. Well, listen. Okay, in terms of the lashon, when he says Nimnoah, I'm not sure if he means that. No, certainly he's talking about from the tzad of Kriya Shema.
Right.
But he's showing you that it wouldn't be enough just to say that Boneya the Kim of Kriya Shema, because that's not going to have any effect. It would have to be the really Moneya the brachos themselves. Right. In other words, the first way of looking at it is only contemplating the brachos as a part of Kriya Shema. So that they'll tell you no. But then he says, but you should realize that the brachos really have an independent existence, so it's going to require something else. It's going to require them to be machmir on the brachos itself. It's a flow. It's got to go together. Yeah. Kriya Shema. In other words, that's the further chiddush, that the brachos have nothing to do with Kriya Shema. In other words, the reigning in the brach, I understand say don't say Kriya Shema because I understand say don't say Kriya Shema later because you might forget to say it at all. But the brachos are totally separate chiyuv. It's like saying don't say Asher Yotzer because you might not say Kriya Shema. What do the two have to do with each other? They're two different brachos. They're two different things. Right? So he says no, so you're going to have to say that even though Birkas Kriya Shema have a separate chiyuv of Laila just like they have of Yom, because that could lead to a confusion where a person won't realize he's losing anything after chatzos, they had to actually go into the brachos themselves and say they no longer exist. When he's going into the Vim Tomar, he's going into let's put it this way. In his Ista Amri, he is definitely contemplating that the guy is not saying brachos afterwards. Like I could agree with Chaim on that. That he's contemplating that the guy should not be saying any brachos at all. Okay, but that's because he's talking from the side of Kriya Shema. But then when he gets to the Vim Tomer, he's saying that why would removing the kiyum of Kriya Shema beBirkos Seha also affect the independent chiyuv of brachos? That's really his question. He's saying, you're right, in order for this to work, it should be the guy's not saying any brachos. But why would withholding the kiyum of Kriya Shema beBirkos Seha also prevent them from saying the brachos, which are their own independent chiyuv? So that's where he has to say that they were machmir on the way they formulated these brachos of Laila because of this problem, even though intrinsically they don't have anything to do with each other. Two. In other words, I'm learning that up to this point, I'm learning you have to read the Rabbeinu Yonah in order, and you have to remember what he just said. All right? I don't think that's too much asking too much. So the last thing he said, immediately preceding this, was Chachomim Sirulhu Dafilu Bidiyevet Inu Yotze Elad Chatzos Mishum Siyak. So he's telling you what they did and why they did it. They said you're not going to be yotze b'dieved because of a siag, meaning they're afraid you're going to sleep through, you're going to miss it. Now Yesh L'Hakshos, how do they do it? I'm learning everything from the Yesh L'Hakshos is how. Okay? So the first how is, how do they uproot a mitzvah in the Torah? They don't. Second how is, how do they don't. What do? They change their mitzvah midrabanan. But the second question is, how does changing Kriya Shema help you? Because there's a separate thing of brachos. And changing Kriya Shema is not going to automatically change brachos. Oh, because they had to do that, so they had to do that too. It's all part. It's all still part of exactly how they did what they were doing. When he gets to the Yesh L'Hakshos, which is already a question based on that they want to make a siag, it's just a question, how do they do it? And he answers it. Now he doesn't go back to why are they doing this. It's a continuation of how is what they're doing fulfilling what they want to do. Because there still is brachos, independently. So then it's part of the how. The how is they have to change Kriya Shema, and they have to also take away brachos. He's just showing you how the brachos exist in the morning to show you that they have to do another thing.